Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about this Prius C. What is that?
This is the small. I guess this would stand for compact or something. I would joke it stands for crummy. But anyway, it's the smallest Prius. And actually, it's not really that unaffordable. Most hybrids, you have to pay a premium to get in. And this one does, too. But it's not that much of a premium because it starts at around $21,000.
Okay.
And, you know, I have hated the Prius ever since it came out. I've derided it and everything, and I still don't really care for it. But this new one is cute. It's got a new front end, and, you know, it's not too bad to drive. The worst thing about it, of course, is that it has another one of these CVT, continuously variable transmission.
Right.
And that coupled with the fact of a quite anemic stereo system means that you're going to be hearing a lot of transmission while you're driving.
Oh, yeah, you've never been crazy about the sound systems in a Toyota.
Well, the base systems are generally, they're pretty weak, and this one is no different. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't even be surprised if they dumbed it down to make it more electricity sipping. Now, I don't know that. I'm only speculating that, but right. Yeah, Toyota regular stereos are nothing to write home about.
All right, so you're a little underwhelmed. What price range is that? Well, you told us that
it
already.
It starts at around $21,000, but if it were me, I would be looking at a Yaris for around $15,000. Then you don't have the CVT, right. You're not going to get quite the gas mileage. But let's face it, all of these gas mileage figures they put are best case scenarios anyway. So
Jim Brazer, live 88.5 Car Crasher. And you also had the Acura RLX Hybrid. How is that?
I may get struck by lightning for this, but I really like this car, and I like the hybrid better than I like the gas version.
What? No kidding.
Zap! There we go.
How many years have we been doing this?
I know. This is the first time, I think, that I can actually say I preferred the hybrid model. But the reason is that gives it a little more power. This one, it comes at about 377 equivalent horsepower from the 3.5-liter V6, coupled with three electric motors, two of which are on the back wheels, which kind of make it into a kind of a four-wheel steering thing.
Wow.
So it handles great, goes like heck, and instead of a CVT, they've put in a twin-clutch automatic transmission, 7-speed, kind of almost like the Porsche PDK. Not as good, but still a lot better than the CVT. And I had a ball on this car. It's a nice, luxurious car. It's around $60,000, so, it's obviously not for everybody. My big complaint in this one was the audio system again, and not that it's weak. It's a Krell audio system, which is a high-end audio manufacturing brand, and it sounds great. But Acura used to be able to play audiophile discs, like DVD audio, SACDs, DVD autos. Anyway, this thing plays nothing.
Wow.
But it sounds really good doing it.
All right. What would you rather in this segment, Jim, than the Acura RLX Hybrid?
Well, if you're looking at a car, oh boy, that's a tough one. You've got the Infiniti Q50, which is annoying in other ways. You've got the Lexus GS, which is a very nice car. I might lean towards that one.
Right.
And I'd probably looking towards an Audi A4, an Audi A6. Mm. A6 is more the size. Haven't driven one for a few years, but boy, I love them.
Okay. Jim Brazer, live 88.5 Car Crasher. You'll find written reports at live885.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.